This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spike's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. To fertilize or not to fertilize. Hot weather and drought stresses plants. Adding fertilizer can do even more damage. If you haven't been watering those plants, trees, and shrubs, and the soil is very dry, don't waste your time and money. Your plants won't be able to absorb the nitrogen, so rethink adding that fertilizer. Don't just leave it on top of the soil, and just don't fertilize your lawn. Wait until fall. If you do see active growth on ornamentals, trees, and shrubs, that is a sign that your plant can accept the fertilizer. However, it would be best to use a water-soluble type, unless you can incorporate a granular into the ground. Annual flowers can be fertilized every 2 to 4 weeks, since the fertilizer leaches out with each watering. The University of Minnesota Extension says perennial flowers benefit from well-composted manure worked gently into the root zone of your garden plants in early spring before perennials get too large. If you see your perennial struggling, it's likely due to heat and stress, or it is lacking a nutrient. Get a soil test. You can also use the Extension's diagnostic tool. I have this information and a link to their tool on GardenBite.com. Don't fertilize established trees and shrubs now. Do it in spring or fall. Newly planted trees and shrubs benefit from slow release and natural organic fertilizers incorporated into the backfill soil. I have more on evergreens, fruits, and vegetables on my website, GardenBite.com. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Hool's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to SpikesFeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.